Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Todd. Episode number, Dan? 218. Is it? That's quick. Episode number 218. Before we get into this episode, we are legally obliged to mention a few things, one of which is we are doing a Patreon-only live podcast in the flesh, real tea. It's in the Lyric Theatre in Belfast on the 22nd of July. Now, that's going to be me, Paddy McDonnell, and Aaron Butler. And we'll have a little... Here's what we'll do at these. We'll do a bit of stand-up at the start. Bit of stand-up comedy. In the Lyric, it almost feels like we shouldn't be doing it there because it's all like, you know, turtlenecks and fucking... It's all like, you know, what? I don't know, it's a play. I don't know anything about plays. I'm sorry. It's like a play, you know, there's like, it's like a play about depression, but the vehicle for it, it's like, it's just a lettuce. It's a lettuce on stage voiced by a dog. And it's a metaphor for the... I don't know anything about theatre, I'm sorry. But I just mean, it's a chance to come and see comedy, come see a podcast in a place that wouldn't normally do it. They don't want to do it. Let me make it clear. The Lyric have been... We have told them this is a modern interpretation of The Tempest. And I don't even know what that is. It was a deodorant from my primary school days that girls wore. And I genuinely remember some girls in my P7 class and some boys had like a deodorant fight, which was reminiscent of the petrol pump thing in Zoolander. But the boys had Lynx and the girls had Tempest. And they just ran about the gates of Strandtown Primary School spraying each other. And I even remember at the time thinking, I'll not be participating in that because that's dangerous. And they all died. But... what isn't going to die is our Patreon-only podcast. So if you want to go to this, you join the Patreon, patreon.com/teammepodcast, and you come along to it. It's going to be in the Lyric. I want you to wear a turtleneck. I want you to bring a skull to hold in your hand and tights, and it's going to be a nice time. We also have something, I'm going to say this, dropping on Patreon pretty soon. Yeah, your old dad can say he's dropping something, huh? We did a secret Patreon event, a film in front of a small audience in a TV studio. That's going to go out maybe this week or next week. This week. Let's put Fosty under pressure and say it's going out this week.
This weekend.
He promises it's going out this weekend. It'll be only on Patreon and it's class. I'll put a trailer out, you can see it. We are sponsored by NordVPN. You know by now, you've heard me bleed on about it. That's a virtual private network. A service, if you will, that protects your internet connection and privacy online. Do you want me to do this like an actor who would be doing a play in the likes of the Lyric?
Yes, please.
Give me some sense of my character.
You're a prince who's just about to become a king.
A prince who's about to become a king? Whoa, I like it. Where? Thank God, I was thinking Nigeria. Okay, here we go. I'm not even going to do the accent, I'm just in it.
What is it, the Danish accent?
Ah, hello. Something like that. I'm about to become the king. Something like that. A good VPN service provides you with a secure, encrypted tunnel for online traffic to flow. Nobody can see through the tunnel, get their hands on your online data, or find your real IP address and location. I'm trying to talk with authority. NordVPN is the best VPN if you're looking for peace of mind when on public Wi-Fi. Take your cybersecurity to the next level with NordVPN's threat protection feature. You don't need to connect to a VPN server for it to work.
Give us more inspiration for your subjects.
Oh, once you enable it in the sense, threat protection will always make your browsing safer, faster, and smoother without tracking your actions.
Why are you
actions.
So angry? What? Why are you so angry? You're about to be king.
Because I don't want to be king. You can access it from anywhere. Don't miss your favorite content when home, when traveling abroad. NordVPN works on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, and Android TV. Get your exclusive NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/teawithme. It's all in the description. To get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan When you purchase a 2-year plan, you receive a 4-month bonus on top. We're also sponsored by Manscaped, the number one in men's below the belt grooming. These guys have sponsored Tea With Me since maybe episode 10 or something. That's 208 episodes of that's a lot of, we've been, I would love to see how much pubes were responsible for shaving. Do you know what I mean? I would love it. I don't know if it's possible. If we could pack the podcast studio with roughly the amount of pubes that we speak to Manscaped, how many Lawnmower 4.0s of people used our discount code Tea With Me for 20% off free shipping with? We work out what the average amount of pubic hair that a gentleman will have in the span of when they bought the trimmer to now. We get like a visual artist to make pubes. It's like candy. Like we eat it. We get everyone who's been a guest on Tea With Me and we just eat all the pubes that we're responsible for shaving. Here's what I'm talking about. Manscaped have everything for below the belt grooming. It's in the summer months. You're warm. You're humid. Mike's wearing shorts today. His dick's hanging in the sock. You need to take care of everything down there. You need to be spick and span. You need to be smooth and groove. And what you do is you go to Manscaped and you see all their products. Are you going to Ayanapa? Are you going to Malia? Do people go there anymore? Get yourself... You know, people don't go there anymore, but it's just DJ Sammy. If you go there now, it's rubble. And DJ Sammy's still playing Boys of Summer. I'd love that, to be fair. And if you're a boy in summer, you need to have a smooth scrotum. So go to manscaped.com, use the code Tea With Me for 20% off and free shipping. My guests today are two young men that you will enjoy. They are two stand-up comedians. They host podcasts in their own right. They're friends of mine. And they are certified goofs. And that's what it's going to be today. If you didn't come to see three goofs having a goofy time, get the F out of here. My guests are none other than Colin Geddes and William Thompson. If you please. I laughed last night in bed thinking about you trying to put your ticket into the machine at the airport. We were doing the London podcast, but they change airports, so that big drama.
I was stressed watching that.
The best bit, there was like, you know when you go through like something and everything's stressed, and especially do airports and stuff or anything like that, and you just have a moment where it becomes funny and you go,
you give in, you just whistle there.
We'll have to laugh. We're heading from International to City Airport and it was like go, throwing all the stuff in the car, gonna have to hightail it. Willie T getting Willie's, what's your cash guy?
No, Duke.
Sorry, we're getting the Duke and we're ahead of
he's not that disabled. he's not cash guy disabled.
When the Duke breaks down, they give me a cash guy, so I'm just I crash it deliberately.
So it's like go. And then Willie has the card to get out of the car park. He puts up just far away from it enough to make it fun. Like, he wasn't like 5 feet away.
Yeah.
He's just so close. He maybe tried for 5 minutes and at no point just got out of the car and put it in. And every part of it, like the noises you were making and like everyone at the start was all stressed for you. And then there just became a point where it was the funniest thing of all time. Then we get out of, you'd have been, I think we'd be similar in this situation, right? Where it's just, it's tough to keep a lid on it because he goes, we drive out and he goes, lads, my petrol, Dan goes, William, your petrol light's on. He goes, it's sweet of 10 miles. And everyone's like, we're going further than 10 miles. And he goes, we'll be sweet. And he goes, it's just going down to no miles.
Just dropped like, immediately.
Let's maybe get petrol.
Stress city,
like, yeah.
Did you know you were going to be driving a lot?
No. So it was like, because they were like, how'd you come here with no petrol? I'm like, because I assume the airport I'm driving to, that's going to be the one we're flying from. I made that assumption. And then the word then going to the other one.
You drive like you're going to be like driving to the house of the person you're selling the car to.
like he's a Formula One driver. How much, what's the least amount of fuel I used to get around this lap? To save weight, you know?
My favourite though is we had to hit the wee help button to get the barrier up because they wouldn't take the ticket. And just for some reason.
I thought you'd hit help because you couldn't reach it. I can reach the help button. Boop. I can't get this fucking ticket in the machine here.
As soon as I hit that, Gary Glitter came on my radio. So really? They just heard beep. Do you want to be in my gang? I can't get out of this, Barry.
Aggressively, either. Loudly.
Who's he had a
shuffle.
I was going to say, who's playing Gary Glitter? That's Wild Witch Phil Schofield in it. Up next, here's Gary Glitter. Hey.
A lot of local breakfast DJs just had a breakdown and just started playing just an hour of nonsense.
Snotter's nonsense. I can't even say it. It's a cool FM Peter War.
Now I'm not trying to be rude.
In association with Fiverr's, this is R. Kelly, Bump and Grind.
It's a sunny day, everyone on your rooftops and sing your heart out. It's the Lost Prophets.
Here's a Rolf Harris medley by DJ Sammy. Do you want to win tickets to the Balmoral show? You're fuck kicked out my nine cultures.
The nonce are.
Nonce classics.
Yeah, there are some belters though. From nonce artists.
Oh, for sure.
This is what I call nonce.
Yeah. Some of the biggest pop stars ever.
Yeah, who else?
Jacko?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Presley?
Yeah.
He went under the radar a wee bit.
He did. He was fine when he did it. Huh? When he got married to Priscilla, she was 14, but that was all right at the time.
Yeah.
William, it's different when it's love.
Love is love. Love is love, this one. Oh. Do you know we did a show? Probably talked about this in pods before. Do you know we did a show on Blast FM?
No.
Once? And it was
totally
only once.
I forgot about that.
Because we got sacked mid show.
Did we?
Yeah.
Why?
Hi.
Because they made the mistake. Someone asked. So it was like me, you, Sean, Mickey, and somebody. There was like loads of us.
Yeah.
And you were left like in the studio. There was no producers there. It was just like you were in charge. I think Rick Ruthers might have been producing. And someone asked, "What's crack with swearing?" And they were like, "Just don't overdo it." So it became this fucking one here's fucking. It's got to fuck. Go to these fucking ads here, and it was wild. And then Rick got a text during it, going like, "There won't be another show. Like, you need to stop." So then once that was, then everyone doubled down because it's like we're not coming back.
We're getting kicked off this fucking show.
And then do you remember putting out like an audio picnic statement?
Vaguely,
it was like a graphic thing, which was very funny.
I do remember this.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was during audio picnic days. I do remember this.
This was a time when most local radio stations, apart from obviously the big commercial ones.
This is like a notebook for me, just relearning my...
They just let you in, yeah.
It's like, oh yes.
50 first dates.
50 first dates.
Showing you a video.
I know this is your life before I do a podcast.
I could see you...
By the way, those radio stations, like if you'd been in the building once, you could be like walking past the building. Just take a right into it, up the stairs, you know, okay, you then, and we just walk straight in the room and be like, we are live. Like, there's no barrier at all.
Well, when I used to do Fela FM, you had to go in Conway Mill in West Belfast, you had to get the keys from a newsagent at the bottom of the falls, and then, to get into the main door of the mill, and then, say my show started at like 9 on a Friday night, the guy, there was no like slick handover, so it was dance hall with DJ Buffy. Buffy!
Yeah,
before me, and 9 o'clock was like this guy was not interested in wrapping it up at 9 o'clock. Buffy finished when Buffy wanted to finish, so I'd just be standing there for like 40 minutes, and it was like there was no you need to talk about this or we've listened back to the show. We think you should. It was just like work away, do whatever you want. It got to the point where my last show was me and Paddy McGackie singing Take That songs, just like joining in with the song and stuff, and then Rosemary from Fela was like, maybe just. That's it.
That sounds like great crack.
I love every radio interview ever. It's always the mildest stuff.
Yeah.
And they're trying not to get you to show. They're like, oh, and is there any bad language in your show? I'm like, there's fucking loads,
yeah. Yeah.
You're just trying, I'm like, don't swear. And the minute your mind's like, don't swear, the first 5 words of your mind are like, cunt, fuck, titty, shit.
Have you ever seen Ricky Gervais on The One Show? Mm-hmm. And that, who's that guy? Jay, someone who's like a restaurant critic or something. Jay Rayner. It's Alex Jones hosting. And she says something.
We're here in the one show. Here with Jason Maffer. We got proof from fucking Great British Bake Off here.
Obama's fucking kids, but first we're going to the Balmoral show.
What's the hot salads I'm eating this summer? You dumb bitch.
Well, who are you doing an impression of?
Alex
Jones.
Your mind's been wiped out by the mercury in the water down here in Hollywood.
But first of all, here's Jermaine Genus, a canary wolf.
Here's why 9/11 didn't happen. I'm joined by James Blunt. Here's how to grow herbs at home.
Here's Ryan Hand talking about the history of jigsaws. Did you ever do like
confusion in your face?
Because I didn't know that guy Jay Renner. I was like, I think he's from England. I could see you doing like, did you ever do like hospital radio back in the day in Dundonald or anything?
No.
See you doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
No, no.
Or do you just assume I would be in hospital and they're like, give me a radio show, is that there often enough?
Just being from Dundonald and being like having, you know, like an illness.
I
not an illness.
I know you can't laugh after the facial reconstruction.
I would have no interest in doing hosting radio. I never really wanted to do it. I'm not even comfortable when I'm on it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just constantly going, I'm going to swear, I'm going to say something dirty, I'm going to say something wrong.
You actually never really get, not that you don't get to talk when you do it, but when you go on the plugger show or something, you'd almost prefer to be talking longer.
Yeah.
It's very quick.
It is so quick. Like
you don't actually have a chance to like, because you don't just want to plug your show.
Yeah, you're like, so, but we're used to talking so much.
Yeah.
And they're just like filmy gaps.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
What's your okay. What's your pet peeves? Huh?
I want Alex Jones being interviewed on morning radio.
Do you ever stub your toe in a bed? You're like, what the fluff?
So Alex, tell me about the lizard people. I can't remember which station it was, but I was doing Ulster Hall once. They were doing like kids telling jokes live on air, and a kid told a joke and they went, oh, I've got Shane in the room. Shane, what do you think of that? And I went, nah. Didn't like it, not very good. And whoever was hosting looked at me and went, and then moved on. He like couldn't get over it. And Dave was on, I think Dave might have been on Cooler FM once, and they were talking about somewhere, and Dave said something like this. He's like, oh, my daughter was conceived there. And the guy went, he's like, no. And then when the guy put a song on and was like, the mics went down, he's like, Dave, holy hell.
Holy hell!
What are you doing to me? You know?
Holy but like, good frick, David.
It takes nothing for like that world to be like shooken up by just saying anything.
We're back live, and Dave, you said your baby was delivered by a stork recently. Is that correct? You found your child under a fairy tree. Is that correct? Zero penetration involved.
Oh, boys.
Fair play to them, it is weird, though. It is a strange world. But you'll have do you ever go on a radio thing and they do the run through first?
Yeah.
Where they go like, oh, you got a tour coming up? Oh, that's cool. No, where are you hitting up? Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. And then as soon as they hit that button, it's like, you know, like fucking, it just, they're possessed. He's going on tours. Who he is? Tell us where you're going. I'm going to London. Very good. Very good. Here's Dua Lipa. So you say it in comedy, it'll make a wet. My favourite.
How do you come up with it?
My favourite is Lee Evans. Because, you know, you don't really have to think. You're just looking at him sweating. Oh, man. I absolutely peddle my necks watching that.
And then turns it off. He's like, oh, let's light a fire. So, rough life and on her own. Oh, I miss the family.
I was like, the time when I was doing the pavilion once and in the smoking area, I think I went looking for Mickey or something, and TV chef Paul Rankin was there.
Oh, why?
And he went, and like, this is years and years ago, he goes, I like what you did in there. And I was like, cheers. And he goes, and I'm expecting him to be like that kind of presentery voice, and because he does all the TV shows, and he's smoking a rollie, and he went, and like, obviously, why would I be in the smoking area? And he goes, it's just him. He goes, you know, see when it comes to comedy, he goes, I like the dark shit. And I went, all right. He goes, nah, I really like it. And I was like, I know, I don't think anyone's saying you don't. I was like, I think I need to go here.
Just getting real dark.
Fucking soda merchant, Paul Rankin, just
it's always in
about.
The smoking or
soda merchant.
I remember, was it an ad or, I don't know what it was, but he had some connection with like, someone that made like soda bread and potato bread around here.
And he was trying to, he was on something, being like, here's like some Saturday morning cooking show. And he was like, here's how to jazz up, you know, some soda breads. It was literally like soda bread with then like cream cheese and a fucking, you know, like salmon and capers and all. Yeah. Don't eat. What are you doing?
Well, no, he had his own range.
Oh, that must have been it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was just fucking shoehorning it in anywhere.
Have you had like...
Have you ever had pizza with a potato bread? Talk about dark shit.
Our school used to do that on Fridays.
Did they?
We soda bread pizza.
That's the most loyalist shit I've ever heard. Yeah. You blend it and you drink it with a flute.
The cancer. Since a Good Friday agreement, we signed the cancer of that.
Put a wee bib on, it's just a wee sash.
What do you eat the rest of the week?
Fuck, I know. I only give a fuck about soda bread Fridays. Like,
and he's turned up on the Friday.
Yeah. Soda bread Fridays.
Soda bread Fridays.
I am.
Three pepperoni, cheese, and a soda bread base.
I had an idea for a pop up restaurant that just does school dinners.
Okay.
In Belfast. And it's themed like a like canteen. So you get actors in to play teachers. And you line up. And they're like, hey, come on now. Right. Oh, you relax and I'll take a seat there. And then it's like dinner ladies. And it's proper. It's just like sausage, chips and beans. Dessert is like sponge and custard. I think it would be unreal.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just pop up.
What would you call that?
Nonsense.
The canteen.
Welcome to Glitters.
Well, it's not. I mean, by the way, Glitters are a great name for a diner. Yeah. We went to a place in London. You'd love this. It was in Soho, and it's owned by the people that own. Because we're with Kieran, and Kieran brings Gianni, his Italian mate, and he goes,
"Of course he does,
huh?
Of course he does."
And he go, "We Gianni's from London. Oh no, he lives in London.
Gianni,
he's from Naples." And he goes,
"We Gianni."
He goes,
"John Cena song, isn't it?"
We Gianni.
It's about Kieran's mate.
Is it like Gianni or is he just called Gianni?
No, it's Johnny, but when Kieran first told him about him, we thought he was talking about an Italian friend. Oh, right. Gianni, right? This is like the car park ticket all over again.
Stop putting it back
on. Hit the help button.
I'm not strong enough.
That's such a tough coat. You're dying there.
What got him in the end? A barber halves it.
Whatever we see, he pops with a bag on his head at the beach.
So the fact you were putting a bag on, I wasn't strong enough to get you off it. I was like, no, seriously, stop it. This is so hard.
It's warm.
So we said to Gianni, it's very late, and we're like, looking some deep, but most of the restaurants are closed. Because everyone goes, London's open, it's a late night set. It's not like very hard to get some deep late at night. And he goes, I know a place. And we're like, he goes, it's sit-in, so we're expecting like a takeaway sit-in. It's owned by the people who own Soho House.
Mm.
Really fun. It opens at like midnight, is it?
No, it opens at 10 in the morning and runs till 6 the right. next morning.
So they start their breakfast menu at midnight, that's what it is, as well as a normal menu.
Nice.
So I think we were there at 1:30 and I had a full English with some gluten-free options.
I was going to say, are you still being an asshole at like 2 in the morning?
Yes. Yeah. No, I don't have some weird power where I can have gluten after midnight. I'm not a gluten gremlin. I don't just
fully pished like
see me with a full Paul Rankin barn brack at midnight. But it was unreal. Like, I had a full English and a cocktail. People were having steak, and it's like proper restaurant food, but class. Real late at night.
Class, yeah.
But that just wouldn't work here. Like, but that was, I loved that.
Yeah, it'd work as a pop up now.
Yes. There are things that are open here at like 4-3 in the morning. It's just a really shit kebab house.
Dragon Rendezvous, mate.
The fuck's that?
Huh?
What's that?
Chinese.
There's a Chinese
on the Donegal Road. Did you ever? Have you never been?
Nope.
I thought I 100% thought you'd been because you're like a club guy, drinks guy. It is a late night Chinese, and it used to be unreal. I don't even know if they still do it late night, but it's full like sit down.
I Chinese can remember meal. Being in once, just fucking hammered. Mm-hmm. And I was pished, and we ordered way too much. And I said, the guy's like, can I take it in a box thing? And all? And the guy's like, you don't like it? He's like, sorry, don't do that.
Says,
you know
that's a great Sandy Rowe accent. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he was like, but he
you
thought,
love ranchers. I love him.
But the guy was so offended.
From Sandy Rowe, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
His name is Sandy Rowe. He Gianni Sandy Rowe.
Sandy Lou.
He thought I didn't like it because he ordered about 3 meals. I was like, no, I guess I'll take some of it home. He's like, yeah, put it on the spoon and I'll take it. Take it. I couldn't even get it. I was like, nah. Steamboats.
I genuinely think that's what it's called now.
What?
I genuinely think that's what it's called now, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
But
great.
Proper, like, sit in late night.
I have never even.
Brilliant. I love that. No,
it's just right on the corner.
I've never heard of that ever.
It is called Steamboat.
You're at Lavish tonight?
Yep.
We'll go tonight.
Oh, no. Yeah, because if I stay around late enough, I can upgrade. So it'll be sweet.
You just had a bowl of prawn crackers, so that's gone fucking nuts.
I look at the young guns, the young comedians going for meals after comedy. I'm like, boys, fair play to you.
It'll catch up to you.
Yeah, I know. I remember the exact cutoff point where we were in Chipco. You were there, Geordie, Rob, a few others.
Yeah.
And I went to order, and I went, boys, I can't do this anymore.
I can't.
Wish them well. Headed on my way. I was like the point, I remember like when you were a wee kid, if say you're on holiday or something at the beach, you'd run about naked. I was acceptable. Early 90s. You know what I mean? You didn't even wear swim, run about naked. I remember the exact point.
Yourself.
The exact point where it was weird. Do you know what I mean? Like where I was running about as a kid naked and went, nah.
See,
I was in Mallorca.
Even if
went,
I'm
nah.
like...
Pubes.
I'm like
I was 17. No, I'm not joking. I didn't have pubes.
Even when I'm like a family member's house, and they have a kid, and they're just running, I'm like, will you fucking stop letting the kid run about naked? It's very awkward. It's not your kid.
At where? At like a beach?
Yeah, or just in the house. Like if you're visiting.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid just running about naked, and they're like doing it. I'm like, put something on it, please.
It depends on time of day. Say it's just in between bath time and bedtime.
Well, yeah, if it's between bath time and bedtime, I'm not going to fucking
get out
be
of
there.
House. Yeah.
I have just time. Why is
he
you?
Just
why
that, you? He glances are like 20 to 7 every day.
Yeah, every night I'm there, it's a bath time, is it? Oh, my mistake.
Time. Whoopsie.
Bottle of Mary under your arm, like visiting someone's house with wine.
Do you know what I mean? So, like that, it annoys me.
There is
I'm
something funny about a toddler with like a t-shirt or a jumper on and yeah. bottoms
when
and,
pull on.
And then like Crocs just doing normal stuff, you know what I mean, just watching TV.
Well, I used to always tell you that like when me and my dad went to Tenerife, my dad will obviously just wear like Speedo wise, like
I'm amazed that he even wore his name.
He's of a certain age, yeah, but see to walk down to the beach, he wears a t-shirt and his wise. But if the t-shirt's too long,
oh,
it looks like he's had like a senior moment and he's just walking about with a t-shirt, no pants, and then, you know, Deodoro trainers.
Deodoro trainers. Probably worth a bit of money now.
I used to do stand-up, you might not even have been doing stand-up at this point. I used to do stand-up based on a true thing where my dad was sunburnt and needed a t-shirt. So he went in, you know, like just sell everything, seaside shops. And in Tenerife, but he just was like, give me anything, and he just grabbed something. He just needed it from the beach back up to the apartment, and the t-shirt said, ain't no fun if the homies can't get me. And I think if you told him what he meant, he'd go, no, I like it.
Yeah.
What's that mean? I freak out when someone calls, like we're talking about, in between bath time and bedtime. It's the worst time of the... You know, someone just calls in, and I like the routine. I don't like to break the routine.
Oh, so you have a set. This is bath time. This is bedtime.
He has a set everything.
I have a set for me, bath time and bedtime. When that bath time bedtime's over, my bath time bedtime starts.
your kids are eating dinner, and you're like, bath time? Fuck you.
My bath time's 4:30.
That happened this other day.
Till 8.
Eddie fell asleep, like, late afternoon, and he just boosted another boost of energy, like... And we were sitting like feeding him, and I was like, fucking, like I was on heroin. Like, you know, you finished there? Go to fucking bed.
Here, we, Diona went into labour when we were doing Thornbury, Sean's Lisburn gig, and Sean was there. And he said, this is in real time what happened. He went, everyone's like, how's Diona, mate? And he's like, could be any time. In real time, he goes, could be any time now. That's a water's broke. And everyone's like laughing, and he goes, nah. He goes, I'll bring you on here. I was like, oh, no,
don't worry about it.
Absolutely leave. And we worked out a way where he was just going to bring me on and then go, and then we just pass the mic after that. But just the casualness of like,
that's what happens when you're on your 7th. I know what I mean. He's like, ah, oh, fuck.
Well, Robert De Niro just had a kid, and he's
Pacino.
But yeah, Pacino.
Pacino
just busted in some young thing.
They have a
record. Oh!
Tom Jones in the background. Congratulations.
De Niro's cum face would just be that.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you?
I can't do it.
I know.
How's he do it?
That's a De Niro face.
It's like a frown. It's like,
well, if you do that at your next assessment, you'll be driving a Ferrari, never mind the Duke.
That right? That right, fucker? Get a bit of car, fucker?
That's the worst.
I got that.
It's because, like, your eyes are just closed and you're pouting.
Because he's coming.
I was having a conversation the other day. I'll not mention who it was with, but they were talking about, you know, actually getting pregnant by an 80-year-old or something. And they were like, what can he do? Can he even thrust? And you're like, the busting part, the most normal bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's everything else.
Yeah.
Not whether or not Al Pacino can clap the cheeks clean off you. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like...
But I don't know, like, yeah.
Like this, you're like, well, why would you write him the sex would be bad? Why would you have a baby to him? Guy's gonna die next week.
But do you think do you think it's just business, or do you think he's pulling some moves? Because my dad's like,
I reckon he's got sunglasses on and he's on a yacht and he's just got a fucking cocktail in one hand and someone's just going,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's just like,
yeah. But I don't know those older, like my
dad. He's just looking at the guy in the next yacht. Like.
But do you think that's because they have such a rival? Well, not a rivalry. I know they've been in movies together, but Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. Do you think it's like, let's just keep.
I think De Niro
can't give it up.
Yeah. De Niro planned it. Pacino didn't. Pacino got a paternity test because he didn't think he could get someone pregnant.
Why are you their wee like mate? Who's like, wee gossip? They're a gossipy mate.
I just like to keep up.
He planned it. See him.
But Pacino's one. She's been jumping on a few fucking wrinkly dongs. Hasn't she? Yeah. She finally got one.
I'm behind on my old fuckers. Who?
I can't remember. The Attenborough.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dead. I think.
Imagine you got with a girl that Attenborough's her ex.
Yeah.
You just feel so
this
shit about yourself.
This manky slut.
When she throws it back, it's magnificent.
Strange mating ritual. Of Viagra.
But they...
I would upset me so much if he was just the horny bastard. It would really upset
Attenborough?
Me. Attenborough, yeah.
He has to be.
I've had them five at a time.
Yeah.
Spitting in each other's mouths. It's magnificent.
Ain't no fun.
I don't know. I saw De Niro interviewed about it on like Good Morning America or something, and he's trying to get the enthusiasm going for it because like at 81, like you can't.
Yeah.
They were like, "Oh, you excited?" It's like, come on. Like you cry the first time.
He's like, "I'll not see it."
Yeah.
There'll be a team of fucking Filipino nannies running about the house. And I'll walk in and go, which one is it?
It'd be like, nice to have someone else in the house and these are not be changed. Like, yeah.
You look like you could be De Niro's son.
I do not.
You look like you could be Pacino's son. Have you seen his kids?
No.
Movie stars.
They look like the Magic Numbers. I remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you seen them?
No, but you had the Magic Numbers. Love is just a game.
It's like a song.
Was that it?
Love is just a game and Forever Lost. Great song.
Brilliant. What are they
Forever
at these days?
Lost.
Mike's actually a big fan of the Magic Numbers.
I do.
No, I like to start that about him. You know what I mean? Just get that going.
So he just likes niche bands.
He's seen them 45, 46 times.
Mike is obsessed with the twang. I don't know why.
See this guy in Badly Drawn Boy. You have to drag him out of a Badly Drawn Boy concert.
And in reality, he's listening to DJ Tizer mixtapes in the car. You know? That scratchy hardcore.
Foster, who was that guy, that DJ back in the day? And you had a video, you just like shouting his name like Alan Partridge. Dan! And he was behind some rail. Scott Brown? And you saw him at some festival?
XA.
Scott, mate! Scott! Scott!
Dan! He can't hear me.
Dan! Well, speaking of niche, me and him went to see the Thrills once. It was great.
Best
concert I've ever been to in my life. On the Ulster Hall, brilliant.
I remember being at that Hyde Park 02 thing, and the headliners were White Stripes, Queens of Stone Age, and then the only other decent band was the Thrills.
Yeah.
And then everything beneath that, I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Did you see the Royal Blood thing?
Yeah.
I love that. I do really enjoy that.
Yeah, like, that happened 10, 15 years ago, and nobody cares.
You went to the same concert I did, where Kanye did it, for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And he was 90 quid fucking in, and he's just sitting there being like, you were not appreciating me enough, so I'm going to leave early. And you're like, fuck.
And he had his head in a sleeping bag.
He had tights over his head. Yeah. He was like, I am now Jesus.
No, it wasn't tights. He wasn't holding
he did,
up the center.
It was tights, like glittery tights.
It wasn't, it was a glittery gimp mask. It was more like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's the name of the podcast.
Yeah. A wee glittery glimp mask on. He's like, you now refer to me as Jesus. And you're like, this was 90 quid in. Do through the wire and fuck up.
Do you know what the problem with that was? He got Pharrell to support him. And
what?
It was a summer's day. Pharrell was doing support.
Oh, steal the show.
And he did a... I was like, he just had the solo album out. So I was like, he's probably going to do that and maybe one or two NERD hits.
Oh, no.
The guy did... what? He's like, I'm just going to do a hip-hop medley. And he started doing like Nelly Hot in here. I can't remember what, but there was like
Drop it like it's hot. I'm pretty sure it was in there.
He was just doing like everything. And then he did a load of NERD songs. Yeah. And he did maybe two of his own.
He did Get Lucky, which was massive at the time.
He did Get Lucky and then Rockstar. And then he was like, and he was only on for about half an hour. And then Kanye came on with this 45 minute intro. I'm like, get Pharrell back on. Man's taking requests.
Who else was on that day? There was someone else.
There was, who were the Dublin guys? The like Crazy Boys or something.
Versatile?
No, ORB or something. Original Rude Boys?
Might have been them.
Is that, or is that a band I had in B7?
That's a band you'd like to be in.
Yeah. Original Rude Boys.
Original Rude Boys.
I'm just
Glitter, Harris.
I'm just a mixer for the Original Rude Boys.
Mixer, not even a job. That's not a real job. You made that up.
But the original
I'm the mixer.
The Original Rude Boys would have one. But that was a great concert. Phoenix Park.
Yeah.
That was class. And you know the victory that was?
The Jimmy World were there? Or if I made that
That was
up?
A different day.
Ah.
The victory was the car park. You just drove straight out and you're on the road home. Because like that gets to the point where that's...
Did you drive?
Did I drive to it?
Yeah. I got a wee bus down.
I know you did.
No, that like no
I'm
one,
not allowed. I can't get on that.
Though. No one's to drink. So you just come with like a fucking 10 glass of vodka and a fucking wee plastic bottle.
I never did. Did you ever do like a mystery tour?
Yeah.
Uni or anything like that?
No.
Where was it?
Cookstown. And I think they took the long road and we just got absolutely fucking hammered. And then I think it was Clubland because I had a big giant palm tree in the middle of the dance floor.
Right.
Got absolutely fucked and I walked outside. I've definitely told this before and something, but I was hammered and I was trying to phone somebody and a guy walked past pissing with blood and I went, oh my God. And as I turned around, tripped and fell on a guy in a wheelchair.
But you're mates now.
Oh, he's dead.
I never went anywhere like it. The Kelly's
that would have people in wheelchairs. Or?
Club.
Just going, not my vibe. No.
Like, where's the disabled section? The one I'm like, no. I need to be on the other side of the room. Clubland anywhere. I think I'd appreciate it almost more now.
Oh, for sure.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just like one night, but you get to control everything.
Well, me,
you're like. Don't serve anyone more.
The music. That left home. Yeah. Clientele.
The fragrance.
Oh, you can't control the fragrance.
No, you can't. Trust me. If the mixer puts enough work into it.
The mixer.
We can get a nice vanilla going.
I'm the scientist.
Yeah. Do you know my cousin?
The BS said this before. Beach Club now?
I know.
Fucking kill. Yeah.
I never got to go there and it upsets me so much.
Really?
I
went to a phone party there.
It
was brilliant.
What's that?
I went to a foam party
there.
A foam
party?
Brilliant.
What the fuck's a foam?
Foam parties were massive in like the 90s,
they
early noughties.
Spray you with foam while you're dancing?
He's up in the box with the fucking Joe Malone.
No. Can I swap this out with him? Yeah.
No, I'm in a waterproof cocoon.
Is there gluten in that foam?
He's in a Zorb. Go to the bar for a gluten-free Peroni.
My Zorb just has a wee hatch.
But still in it, waiting on the taxi at the front.
My dad's bringing my drinks over. Stop pushing him! He gets sick and dizzy if you push it.
He's trying to mix.
Mix what? I don't know.
I'm in the static Zorb.
Oh, fuck.
Well, have you ever had anybody start on you in a night out?
Oh, yeah, loads of times. No, never on me, but I was always, like, my friends would always get in fights.
You just said you had.
I said, the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, I'm never the one that starts the fights.
Right. You finish them.
I just get hit in the middle of them.
Oh, that's not ideal.
Yeah, because looking back, every time my friends started a fight, they're 100% in the wrong.
Right.
Like, they would just go up to people and push them over.
You shouldn't be friends with people like that.
Well, I am. So it's done now. So it's too late.
But you're not locked in.
Yeah. But it was all...
Walk away.
I did. But it was like the friends I was with in school. Like, I'm friends with some of them now. We were dickheads. We were just young. I mean, you're a group of big guys. It's just like bravado. So they would just go over and like push someone. And then they would get hit. And then we'd all be like, why are you hitting them? And it'd just be a big brawl.
Yeah.
But looking back, I'm like, there was definitely ones that actually just went out to fight.
Yes.
And I'm the wee guy in the middle. And like, guys, can't we all just be friends?
Yeah, Joel is a classic one of like, he's the best fighter in this school. He's the best fighter in that school. They're getting it on. Need to figure out who's the ultimate. And they're 15. Like.
Yeah. Mm.
Who's the ultimate person? Who's your best fighter in your school?
There's no way to properly score that, you know? There's no way to... It's just someone said it one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. there's no top 10 rankings.
There was a guy in our primary... I remember being in primary school. Someone was like, he's hot as fuck. And even then, I was like, right, well, I look like a, you know, 36-year-old taxi driver now. And he looks like, you know, he doesn't get fed. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who's that?
They're the scariest ones. See, yes. Wee short, skinny people.
Wary.
Yeah. Who, yeah. And like P3, and they say, fuck, you're like, he's mental.
Yes.
He's going nowhere.
Yes.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah.
They're the scariest ones.
But I was 15 stone and 10.
Yeah. My money's still on the wee weedy fucker. He's nothing to lose. You'll bite.
Bring him you've bit someone before.
I absolutely do bite in fights, yeah. Whereas it's against the law to fight anyway, so why is it against some moral code that I can't fucking bite you?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he bites. You're fighting the guy with cerebral palsy. I'm gonna fucking
guy
bite
stands you up and takes a point off you.
I look like a guy who back in the day would have officiated fights and nights out from my Zorb.
Ding ding.
Okay, guys, we're gonna take that one to review. Okay, just give me a second. Continue.
Yeah. I would. If I was fighting someone, I actively would like poke you in the eye. I was such a dirty, dirty fighter.
Three Stooges. As you did that, I just do this. Couldn't get through.
Yeah, you would have scared me to fight in school. You look like you were just
imagine me just arriving at your school. Me already 25. Yeah. Where are they?
Is that Barry the Blender just kicking the fuck out of me?
Because that sounds like a lie that would have went around of like, Barry the Blender, he showed up to fucking Antrim Grammar the other day. He was just smacking people.
I remember when that video was big, the amount of rumours I heard of just you getting in fights.
Yeah, yeah.
It was always... I was on holiday in Santa Ponsa and Barry was there. Someone tried to take his bed low and he just killed him.
It was always me getting my head cut. I saw your unconscious body getting kicked by 8 people outside the Elk. Never been there in my life. You know what I mean?
I saw you outside of Quinn's in Newcastle just punching wee girls in the head.
Me lying on the sofa.
He's in. Hang about him is he's in all the paramilitaries. Yeah.
He's in the IVF.
Integrated Volunteer Force Cross Community.
That used to be my favourite. No way, under every video we'll always get like, oh, he's not Irish, he's British. We get that sort of sectarian arguments. My favourite used to be under I Am Fighter.
By the way, they're all Paddy McDonald. Yeah.
Under I Am Fighter, Mike McGoldrick as well, just being like, Barry's a proud British man. No, Barry's an Irish patriot. Barry's not fucking real.
I serve with Barry in Afghanistan.
I had a guy, I came out of a shop once and this fuck, you know, like Passat, like on the floor.
Yes.
Wheels eating fucking arches out of it. And the guy just pulls up and he stopped and he went, why? Are you even Portland own? And I went, no. And he went, you just stand there with 2 liters of milk.
If you'd have said yes, your life would have changed forever. That was a moment where it could have gone either.
Me a baseball. Even Portland, I don't even know what that is.
Willie, have you read any like funny thing about you where someone's like, oh, Willie Thompson?
The worst thing I ever got.
He's putting it on, people say that.
He's making that up. He's not actually disabled. Do you get told that by people?
And I'm putting Do on people say about me? I'd be so mugged if they did.
Yeah.
You're putting on your disability. I'm not disabled. About you?
Yeah.
No.
A lot. I always get that people saying like, "No, he's not actually disabled." Someone told me.
I do, and then I go, "He doesn't have it." He's making it up.
So I get a lot of people. Apparently, I've heard rumors that I'm rude in person, which I know what that upsets me more than anything because I'm very fucking polite. There was a rumor someone told
You're overly polite to the point where it's rude though in restaurants.
What do you mean?
Like passive aggressive.
Thank you. You did it in London.
I did it deliberately in London.
He said it in London, and then he turned around and was, he does this thing where he, like, especially when we're away, he talks like a Methody girl, like a Methody boarder.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Could I am?
I do.
Christine Blakely.
I do overdo it in England.
Yeah.
As a point of passive aggressive, because they're so fucking rude.
Right.
So I'll be like, when someone, if you're at a restaurant or whatever, and they put something down, they don't say anything to you, I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because they'll just ignore you. So I do it more in England.
Right.
Do you know, but I do. I'm very polite, wee boy.
Yeah.
But someone told me, they're like, yeah, I know someone who knew someone who was on a date with you. And they're like, you were just looking at pictures of yourself and then clicking at waiters and then being really rude to them. And I was like, I would never do any of that.
Yeah.
I have three photos of myself in my life. Yeah.
I can't even click.
Yeah. Just casting nets with me.
It's always fights. Like you say, it's always fights. You got smacked somewhere or you smacked someone somewhere.
Yeah.
Is always the thing.
Or someone, I got a good one. Someone was like, oh, you asked my cousin to go for a drink with you in Tesco's. And I was like, absolutely what?
Yeah.
I just, you know, pulled up in a limo and got in and was like, hey, look at this chick's not bad. You want to go for a drink? 2 o'clock in the morning in this 24-hour Tesco. I've got a fucking packet of microwave rice here. No?
Who's the guy who was like,
six bananas, you want a party?
I ran into you in Belfast and I said you weren't funny and all and you're a cunt and you just ignored me. I know.
Yeah.
What did you want me to do?
Yeah. You go for dinner?
Yeah. He took me to Mommy's on the weirdo.
That's always my favorite when people stop you. Yeah. Like, yo, and you're like, what's up? They're like, I hate you. I'm like, thanks for stopping me in my tracks, you fucking freak.
Yeah.
That's always a weird one.
I remember that guy. There was a guy outside Botanic Train Station. He was just smoking a roller. He looked fucking... And I just walked past and he just went, your videos are shit.
Was it Paul Rankin?
You're not dark enough for me. But I just remember going like, what do you want to happen here? Do you want me to freak out?
Do you want a malt loaf?
How did you watch them? Through the window of a Dixon's?
Oh, boys. Are you going away anywhere this summer? Are you doing any, like, family flight?
We're trying to work that out because Lavery's taking a break. Middle of July, the end of August. So if we don't go away, it'll be crazy. But I'd like to go and, like, live somewhere. You know, like, just get a fucking apartment.
Oh, yeah.
And be there for, like, a month.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
But no, nothing in stone just yet.
The flight is fucking...
rough?
Yeah. Although we had a class moment where, like, we were doing the flight back from holiday. And there was this, like... my oldest, who's three, was having a bit of a meltdown. You just don't understand. You're like, you can't get up and go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Can't do anything, just sit. And once they hear, they've got to sit there. He was giving off, and then the youngest one wasn't sleeping. I'm trying to get him to sleep. And then there's a woman sitting opposite us, she's maybe like 50s. And she looked at my son and went, Mon, you here? And he'd never met her before or anything. And he just was like, okay, I'm away. And I looked over, and he was just like, she's just sitting in her seat, her and her mate coming back from Mallorca. And he's just like sitting, facing them. And they're like tickling him, talking to him. And I was like, he's going to hate this. He was there for about an hour.
Yeah.
He was there for an hour. And it was such a class thing because you sort of forget that like people are so weird about that nowadays. You know, people wouldn't do that. But she was just like, you know that old school thing, right? You're coming, you know, when you
I'm getting freaked out hearing this story. I'm like, why are you...
Really?
Why are you fine with this?
Because it's the most normal thing.
To pick up a random child and tickle them? No, it isn't.
You know what I'm saying? That's
when you do it. A 60-year-old woman, though.
Which is
probably like a retired nurse or something.
With just a t-shirt on.
Come here, you.
I'm Winnie the Pooh.
Stuff you in a backpack.
What, I'm wearing Crocs. But it was just, I liked it.
That's nice.
Yeah. Because there was nothing weird. That could happen in a weird way. And you'd be like, no, fuck
that. Even the way you describe it, it's weird to me.
She was your mate's ma. Remember I texted you and went, do you know you used to work with this guy? In the Odyssey, I think.
Oh! Is that why you were messaging me?
Yes.
You didn't say that. You just went, what about this guy? And then I went, yeah, nice guy. And then you didn't reply to me.
Yeah.
So I didn't. That's how that conversation.
Well, no,
went.
We got chatting to them, kind of.
Right.
And then
right,
the man was sitting there and we started talking to her a bit. And it was but that was like
weird.
I know, but you maybe weren't. I don't know if you weren't around for a time where like, especially if you went to, not that she's related to us, but if you went to like your granny's house, whatever. As a kid, you just like you just run everyone's house.
Oh, yeah.
Because like all my family lived in one street, really. So you'd just be in like you didn't know who no one knew whose house you were in. It was just like I'll come back.
You grow up in the state. Everyone on the street's your uncle. Do you know?
Well,
what I mean? Like any one of your dad's mates, like that's your uncle.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Because I was in fucking school with him when I was three.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So I'm familiar with that, but that's not really a thing anymore.
A key's in the door.
Nah, people are a bit weird now.
Yeah,
nobody talks.
Yeah.
So when they do, and people have the best of intentions, you do get it, and you feel bad for it, but you're like,
also like no one really has kids anymore. Everyone's like fucking 40 when they have kids.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I remember there used to be like fucking 45 kids running around our street.
Yes.
And then like, you know,
even the park. Like we take kids to the park. There's never anybody there.
Yeah. Just load of
devices, mate.
Just load of Maz on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Child's doing like fucking 180 RPMs on that fucking roundabout, head going purple, and they're like, I enjoy the park. It's more fun for me.
I could still see you. I'm not in a creepy way. I could still see you hanging about a park at night, just with your mates.
Do you mean?
I just think I could see you and your mates like, oh, we'll head down to the park here.
just be a mad sitting one. Under the fucking playset, just like, yeah. Do you think she fancies me?
Ollie's in that wee tunnel.
You know when like you meet like a new girlfriend's like mates, like the circle of mates? It's always like a bit weird.
Yeah.
I'm talking like 15 years ago. Start going out with this girl, she's like, oh, we're down Sea Park, her and her mates, down Hollywood, and they weren't like from there. And they were in like it was a summer's night, like 9 o'clock or something, they were in the park. And they were all like alternative type people. Right? All very alternative. Kind of emos. Mm. Right? All of them. And
oh, did you get yourself a big titty goth girlfriend, did you?
Excuse me?
Did you?
BTGs?
No, she wasn't a goth. But they were just like...
Oh, she was goth. Was she goth adjacent?
You know? Yes.
Yes?
That's what I have always said.
What colour were her fingernails?
Yeah.
Oh, black.
Yeah.
Did she shop in Fresh Garbage?
More than likely.
Goth adjacent.
Did she have an infected piercing somewhere?
Yeah. One of these, that bit of the ear?
Yeah.
Right? So... I go down, I'm like chatting to them, and I remember had been at football training that night, so I'm wearing my football tracksuit. That's not their vibe at all. That's not the way they're dressed.
Yeah.
There's an old football knocking about. They're the only ones in the park. Like there's like an old football. And I'm like struggling to like fit in and make conversation. So I just don't know what was going through my mind. But I like, so the park, you've got the park, a wee bit of a path. Bit of beach and then the water. Water's maybe 30, 40 feet away. So I'm just kind of half talking to them and then the conversation stops. I just drag back, flick up a football and volley it as hard and far as I can into the water and then turn back just to old football and then turn back to them. And they're all giving me a weird look and I was like, maybe don't like me because I play football or something. One of the guys was like, man, that was my football. It was my assumption and my... judging a book by its cover.
Yeah.
And it's horrible, but I looked at them and went, they wouldn't have a football.
Yeah.
So to them though, this girl's like, I'm seeing this guy. I rock up on a Hollywood FC tracksuit and I'm like, alright, fuck your ball. Like making a statement. And then me and one of the guys had to go and get it. And it was just the going to get it was the worst because I knew they were talking about me. You know?
I did the same thing. Did I tell you that? I didn't do the same thing. I went to the park one morning and there was a fella just happens to live nearby and I sort of knew him from uni and he's there with his family and there's nobody else here, it's at a football pitch with a park at the side and I'm chatting, oh, what are you up to, blah blah blah, and I was like, happy days, and we're walking away and again there's just a spare football and I was like, Eddie, do you want to chase the ball, and I had to see him flick it up, hoofed it onto the pitch thinking it was just there from the training the night before or something. I got in the car and I was like, it's probably his ball. He probably like, why the fuck? I just ran in. This guy had a chat.
It's a power move.
A quick catch up, and then he just kicks my son's ball like to the other side of this pitch.
Who does he think he is? Yeah, that's a thing you'd have heard 10 years ago. Oh, Barry the Blender. He walked into our training. We were playing a match. We were playing a cup final, and he just walked in the middle of the oval.
stole all the corner flags and left. Bastard.
He ran on Linfield last week and just he fucking slagged. He two-footed the referee.
But it only hit me about 2 days later.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hold on. It's probably his ball, you know.
Do you ever get those moments, like just embarrassing moments where you think about them later in life? Like, say you're just like doing something random and just an embarrassing thought enters your head and you're like, fuck, can't believe I did that.
Like what? Anything in particular?
One for me is I remember coming out of school, right? And there was some one of my mum's friends was like picking her son up in the car. And as I was walking past, she honked a horn. Now, I didn't realize that her son was beside me. I thought it was at me. So when she honks the horn, I just got into her car.
Yeah.
I like took like my blazer and screwed back up and like fucked it in the back. And then turned around, she was like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. I was like, you're not giving me a lift? And she's like, no.
Like, that's all it takes to just get you fully in. Just one beep of the horn.
One beep of the horn. And I'm like, fuck, let's go.
There was a guy called James that I went to school with and had a sleepover in his house. And it was like second year in school. It was his birthday. And that's all he asked for was a present, was me to stay over. And the next day, went to Abbey Centre, Toys R Us. And his mum was like, what do you want to get? Your birthday money. And he got, there used to be wrestling figures, WWF, that was a two-pack.
Oh, I know.
And there was the Rock of Mankind, and it was like £11 or something. And he got it, and I was like, said to his mum, I went, it's my birthday. And she's like, really? And I went, yes. And she went, okay, we'll have to get you something. And I was like, can I get that too? And she went, yes, yeah, definitely your birthday. And I went, yes. And I remember being in the car and knowing that she knew that it wasn't my birthday and just feeling like I couldn't even enjoy them. Couldn't enjoy the wee figures. Because she was like...
What? Oh, you had the post, you had the guilt after it.
Oh. She's like, what date were you born? I was like, oh, today. Today, the amount of years ago, whatever age I'm supposed to be. I crumbled. I've said this on podcasts before, but I would have crumbled to things like that, like going to see the film Armageddon with my mum, and went to Yorkgate and went to Fatty Arbuckles, and then she went, right, this is it. The film was a 12 and I was like 10, and she practiced my date of birth over and over again for what I needed to be. So it was like 9th to 6th, 86 or something, repeated it the whole way through the meal. I got up to the thing, the guy's like, what age are you, wee man, what's your date of birth? And I said, I'm not old enough, and then said to leave. He probably didn't give a fuck. He was probably just say something so he's covered, and yeah. I just totally crumbled.
You can't be exposed to any apocalyptic sort of happenings.
You can't be exposed to the heartbreak of what Ben Affleck's about to do here at this hatch.
You can't deal with existentialism and popcorn.
Apparently Steven Tyler didn't want to do the song for that, and then whoever wrote it, she was like, come round to the house for something else
and say these words,
and then she went, now you're here. He went, give that a lash, and he did it. That was great. That's an undeniable, phenomenal song. Don't want to miss a thing.
Was that, is it from that movie?
Yeah. Because the video was, remember back in the day when a music video from a movie had a bit of both in it?
Oh, yeah.
And they were trying to set the band in the movie, but it wasn't quite the same.
Yeah.
I love that.
What a Hero from Spider-Man by Nickelback. That's
yes.
Good one.
Yeah.
It's a fucking great song.
Who was that guy with him? Was it that song?
With Spider-Man?
No. With Chad Kroger, it was featuring.
You're thinking.
Sorry, William.
Santana, maybe?
No. Joey.
From Friends.
There's like Chad Kroger. That song feature isn't Nickelback.
No.
That song's Chad Kroger.
Just two. Josie Scott?
Yep.
Like Josie, he's probably like a country guy, is he?
Josie Scott sounds like someone on the estate. You'd be your uncle. Your dad would be like, "Oh, is your uncle Josie?" Big Josie Scott.
See, like I did have an uncle Josie.
Used to play for Dundella.
So weird. Like looking back, and I'm like, I'd meet all my dad's friends and be like, "Oh, you're all so old," and they're all like 28.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but when you're younger, you're like, "He's 36. He's old as fuck."
I remember Will Smith, Wild Wild West, Drew Hill. We're just backing him up on it, but obviously they could use footage of Will Smith because he was in the movie, and then Drew Hill were just walking
there
about.
There was a time Will Smith was the king of that. Here's my movie. By the way, I also did the theme to it.
Yes.
Both the Men in Black songs are fucking great.
What do you mean both? Just Here Come the Men in Black? What was the other one?
Here, and then there was like, Nod Your Head, Black and Black. Do the Black Man Boogie. That's what it was.
I don't remember that.
What sort of fucking minstrel show bullshit was that you were just saying?
Well, it's about the Men in Black, not the Black Man. It was meant to be the Men in Black.
Did you see NSYNC doing the, it was like an old clip of NSYNC doing the thing, National Anthem?
Yes.
Have you seen it?
No.
They boo them going out and they're like, Timberlake's like, oh, wait, just you wait a bit.
Peroxide blonde, headset in them. Curly hair.
Yeah.
And like, they're used to like proper singers doing this. The boys show up, like peak boy band era, and it's at some like huge baseball stadium
game or something, yeah.
And they sing the national anthem. That's fucking,
it's gorgeous,
unbelievable,
unbelievable harmonies.
And Timberlake, I think he laps it a bit because JC Chassez steps up and he's like, Justin, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Have you seen Chris Stapleton doing it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And then just danders off like, oh well.
Yeah, at the Super Bowl he did the, he does the national anthem. People
have seen Fergie doing it.
Yeah, Sir Alex. Oh, say, can you see? Not even a good Sir Alex.
Still speak about it, you can.
Yes, no, Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, say, can you see?
And the players are laughing.
Aye, they're all
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's one, he's trying not to laugh, and he looks up and sees his own face in the camera. And
yeah. 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 By the way, that was a better De Niro than the De Niro you tried.
Are you talking to me?
20 years he's had another one.
Jesus.
Fuck.
Jack Black does a great one.
Does it?
National Anthem. Fucking really, really good.
What was he singing that
at? Disturbingly talented.
Mm.
Like that Wicked Game cover, you're like, oh, this is cool. And then you're like, this is fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
This is absolutely unreal.
He's fucking unreal. He does that thing where it's like, it's all, he's like fucking about when he sings, but it still sounds because he's doing like, friggin' de diggin' you. But he's still fucking amazing.
Decent. By the way, decent.
Scatman John.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, have you ever seen Scatman live? Footage of Scatman live on Top of the Pops?
I've seen him do that live on a few things.
Oh, yeah?
I've seen footage of him actually going,
it's not good live.
Yeah, it's not good.
The song's unreal.
I think I've chopped it up a bit.
Yeah. But yeah. Can I tell you one thing before we have to go?
Yeah.
I remember going on a youth club trip, Hollywood, the Swimmers in Bangor, and Scatman was really big. And then this guy, Stephen, was like, oh, do you know that other song, Scatman's World? And everyone's like, fuck up, that's not even a real song and all. Thought he was lying because no one really heard it. And then about 5 years ago, I discovered it was real. Like, I think he got beat up on the bus.
Because
everyone's like, how does it go? And he's like, calling up in Scatman, calling up in Scatman's World. And everyone's like, you're fucking making that up. People got really annoyed at him because they're like, it's only the Scatman he does. And then years later, I had to write him a letter of apology. Turns out you were right.
I've already told you this before, it's so embarrassing. Going on like a football, sorry, run out of time.
No.
We're going on a football trip. And like, you remember there was that period of time where people would just make a dance remix of, this is in like tape days.
Yes.
Like, that's a theme from something.
Yes.
But there was a Braveheart remix.
Right, yeah, I remember.
Right. And one guy, this is before beatboxing, like, this one guy could just make a brilliant like trance noise with his mouth. So everyone on this football bus would be like, here Robbie, do that thing on, and be like, and everyone was just like, fuck, that's class, mate. No Bluetooth speakers, no nothing. Simpler times. Anyway, here's Scatman Live. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the way they put the full title in this. It's called Ski Dabop 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 Live on TV. Let me see if I can get it.
Thank you, everybody.
No intro. Fuck off.
People thought he was this young cool guy.
If you told me that was Paul Chuckle, I believe it.
He's had a couple of fights, I think.
That's anyone?
Sounds like my dad's down on a plug. I like that wee bit, but right, it's in between fast bits.
He wasn't even like on the
beat. He was like, ski bop 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 bop. I'm a scat, man. Skibbity bop bop. Skibbity bop. It's been a while. Ba-da-doo.
It's
live, it's right now. Bop, 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 bop.
I'm just warming up here. I'm a scat, man.
Oh, missed the rap, didn't I? Go back.
Shout out to Scat Man John. R.I.P.
I had him.
Scattered to death.
See, the other day. Sorry, I'll tell this real quick. Yeah. I was, because it's a sunny day, I was going to go get my car cleaned by the people that do that.
Pardon?
Do you know, they're...
A valet?
Car cleaners?
Yes. But they're never from here. But they're not the ones I go to. But it was a wee sunny day, so when I drive on a sunny day, I like to just blast music because I'm annoying like that.
You're cool.
And I was blasting, you know, Ecuador?
Yes, of course.
How did I forget what it go like? Now I'm telling the story. And I was driving down, sunny day, music blasting, and I saw someone coming up the lane. As they were coming up, they put their hand out the window, and I just saw them doing that. And I was like, they're fucking loving this. So I turned it up more, and he was getting more into it. And then he drove past, and I was like, yeah! And he went, I'm telling you to go back. There's been a car crash, you stupid bastard.
That's in the police report. William Thompson from the Mob Blood podcast decided to do an impromptu DJ set as the man died.
Turn that down. I can't reach the button. It's just out of reach.
You reverse back doing sunshine. Boys, thanks a lot. Willie T, Ulster Hall.
November. Yes, down to the last fucking quarter tickets. So hopefully it sells out. Please go get them. And also Edinburgh Fringe.
SSE Arena, September.
Aye, SSE Arena, 30th September. Vicar Street, 8th September. And that's only two gigs I have.
We'll put links to both those in the description. Willie T, Colin G, thanks very much. Love it, boy. Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly $1,000 of content. Tea With Me Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.